Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. And for Bill Bartee this week, Wes Lawson. Wes, what have you done with Bill?
Well, you know, every now and then we let him out of the office and on vacation, so he and the family are down at the beach.
I hope he's practicing safe, son.
You know he is. He's always got sleeves on. I've never seen him in short sleeves.
Yeah, I know, but once in a while he'll burn that nose.
Well, that's why we have hats. Maybe he's got a visor on.
Yeah, well, who knows? He's got a full head of hair, so he doesn't have the same problem as I do with the solar-powered thing on top there. But, yeah, the entire family off to the coast. The Bartee clan lays siege to the East Coast. So, gosh knows, it'll probably never be the same. I think they closed all the seafood buffets when they heard he was coming.
Probably so. You know, the one good thing is there is one smart person in that big old family, and that's Grand Ted. I think he's staying home again, taking care of the dogs and the farm. So, he's having some peace and quiet.
There you go. And he's got a new dog, as do you.
Yeah, we both decided to take that plunge back into having Australian cattle dogs. So that is one wild little puppy. When someone says that's a smart dog, what they mean is that's a wild animal.
Well, you know, Ted Bartee has a pretty good-sized farm with lots of cattle, so that dog might have entertainment there, but you live in town.
I live in town, and, you know, the Australian cattle dog is called a heeler for lots of different reasons, and the bites on my heels prove the point. They are born knowing how to herd.
I assume he is herding your son, Ben.
He's herding Ben and wife Amy and both of the other dogs. He is an active little pup. So good for Grand Ted for staying at the farm with those animals.
That's right. Now, how old is this guy? How big is he?
Archie is he's about 9 or 10 weeks old, maybe 7 or 8 pounds. He'll probably get up to about 40. He's a, you know, right down the middle size, but he is a wide-open little machine right now.
Well, any damage done to the furniture yet?
Not to the furniture. We might have to get new carpets before too much longer. But, you know, Ivan, our Great Dane, has been loving the couch more than ever. So he is staying out of mouth reach of the little one.
Yep. Terrible to be a Great Dane with a 7-pound wonder running around under you.
Especially when they're running after your ankles like that. So, yeah, that's always exciting for everybody.
Yeah, he's probably pretty sure that's a cow and needs to be herded for sure.
About the same size. You know, the big black Great Dane kind of looks like a black Angus. So
there you go. Now, I understand your son just back from Taekwondo camp?
He is doing a Taekwondo camp every day this week, which we're hoping is going to be a energy drain. But so far, after day one, he came back with lots of energy after 7 hours of that. But
now, your son, Ben, is sort of like that pup. He is not a low-energy guy.
Not low-energy. He wakes up ready to go, and he goes to bed having had a full day of running around, building things and creating things. That energy and that mind are very active in both of those.
Well, Taekwondo sounds like a good idea for him.
That's what we're hoping. It seems to have worked out so far. He's enjoying it. We'll see how day two of Taekwondo camp goes.
Well, now this is certainly day camp time, or even, you know, camps where you go and spend the week and all. I mean, it is wide open in North Carolina right now as far as camps are concerned. And some of the camps are very, very old and traditional. Some are new kind of upstart things. Two of my granddaughters just got back from equestrian camp and had a big time there because they got to take the horses in the water, something they'd never experienced before. I said the good news there is if you fall off, it doesn't hurt.
You know, I haven't seen a person riding a horse through the water since Lonesome Dove, so good for them. That's a lot of fun.
I recall that scene, and I don't recommend that one.
Right. Hopefully they didn't have any snake issues on that one.
Not crossing any floodwaters, I hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got folks on staff at the store whose kids are at Camp Seagull and Seafair, you know, tried and true North Carolina summer camps. Looks like we've got just a couple more weeks of that before it's back to school time. So hopefully, if you're out there listening right now, your kids are having a big time, your kids or your grandkids, at camp. We've also got a bunch who are doing youth adventure camps like Knowles, Moondance, Outward Bound, and similar programs. It's been a big season for those, too.
Well, Moondance has gone global now. I mean, they're doing things in France and all kinds of places. I mean, we're getting lists that are going far and wide.
Yeah, not just, you know, here in the Pisgah National Forest or in the Rocky Mountains. We've got folks in Croatia, France, Northern Italy, the Atlas Mountains of Morocco. They really have expanded, and it looks like it's just a great program.
I think they need to do that for adults.
That'd be a lot of fun. I think, you know, we have at home talked about adult summer camp a lot. It looks like that could be a brave new frontier for all of us.
I think we could go down to Sun City and sell that all day long. That's what I think. I mean, good golly, man.
Well, I think even, you know, as the kids go to camp, let the parents go somewhere too and have a big time. You know, that's what the Dude Ranch scene is, kind of adult day camp or family camp. But what if we did something a little more specific? Let the kids go do their thing. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa go do their thing.
Yeah, Camp Italy.
That sounds good to me. We could eat our way all the way down the boot.
There you go. I don't think you could go wrong on that one. We had a little tour of the Ferrari factory or something.
That sounds good to me.
Something for everyone here. You know,
a nice car, maybe some fresh pasta, and a nice bottle of wine. Sounds like a pretty good day.
Well, have the wine first and take the sting off the purchase price of that Ferrari.
That's right.
So a lot of things going on. Now, the other thing, you know, speaking of back to school, Appalachian goes back in, what, like 2-3 weeks or
something?
Coming
up real soon, yeah. We're going to start losing some of our staff because of that. Although, you know, this summer heat, I don't blame them for wanting to get back up to Boone.
Yeah, it's always cooler in Boone, that's for sure. And speaking of cooler in Boone, it's also time to go rafting on the Gali and the New River, as well as the Nantahala. They crank those rivers up pretty hot this time of year for the benefit of the rafters.
Yep, and you know, and even if you can't make it that far up, you can still grab a float on the French Broad, the Davidson. Lots of river opportunities, but if you really want that good classic whitewater, start thinking about West Virginia right about now.
I'm more on the North Carolina New, where you simply float down slowly in a canoe.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little lazy river action. You know, keep it safe, but have a good time.
There you go. Absolutely. And have a cold, refreshing beverage along the way is always a good plan. And if you're not dealing with whitewater, so much the better.
Exactly.
Yep. And New River State Park's a great place to stay. And as I say, they probably got the nicest shower and bathroom houses in the whole world. So a good opportunity there.
Yeah, you know, I think now is the time, as the summer's winding down and the back-to-school mindset starts, to get one or two more good adventures in before September.
Well, and everybody at this point kind of panics and says, I meant to do this, and now the summer's almost over. And, it's like being on a downhill slide. It goes fast now, and, next thing you know, you got to have backpacks and get those kids ready for school.
There's still time for one or two more quick day trips or a short weekend trip. Let's make it happen before September.
That's right. Now, we'll be back on the Carolina Outdoors with more of this issue of the Non-Bartee radio show. Filling in for Bill, Wes Lawson, general manager of Jesse Brown's Outdoors over at South Park, the second floor outdoor store. And we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to have Jamie Yon from Asheville on to bring us up to date on training for triathlons.